And welcome back to episode 4 again, of Whispering Ashes.
Probably for the fourth time, I may have not said it one of the times, but don't fucking say welcome back. Also, fuck you.
No. We're all having a great time. You guys are having a fun time.
Well, I mean, we found our daughter, so like that's...
Yeah, that's the main thing.
First positive thing to have happened.
Yeah. See? Tell me something positive, Jim. Say one positive thing.
I get to go home tonight.
maybe.
Yeah, we're about to be released.
Yeah, maybe I'll get to go home. So before we get into this, what do you guys think would be the worst way to die? Got to get you into the mood for this.
I know, slowly.
I'll start.
I would think slowly but suddenly. So like nothing was wrong. And then it'd be like, all of a sudden it was like, oh, 2 weeks to live. And you're like, that's not enough time for me to process that.
Brain explode.
Really? That'd be so quick.
Yeah. I don't think I'd mind that because like, it's like...
Bit by bit. So you're like, pop, oh, there goes all my memories of Spain.
Just fading. Precisely. Not the memories of you time.
Española.
Not the times when you've been in Spain, just like.
No, of Spain.
Of just Spain, yeah.
I'd be like France, Portugal.
Let me tell you guys what my fear of dying would be.
Okay.
So I grew up in a farming community, as you know.
Yep.
Is why I know how this is, you know, all this goes around here.
I think you know what he's going to say.
Oh, I know.
He's going to say, I'll fall into poo.
No. I don't know if you've told me this before or we may maybe just discuss this in general, but it's half drowning in one of those corn silo
in
things.
In a corn silo. Well, in a silo. A grain silo.
But
not with grain. The ones that they have that are filled with salt.
Didn't know that those were a thing.
Yeah, falling into... You know, because they have to store the salt somewhere that they use to salt the roads and everything like that.
Yeah.
Because have you ever got a lot of salt in your mouth and how it dries out your mouth and everything? So as you'd be struggling to breathe, it would also be drying out all your skin. And when you get in there, it would suck the moisture out of you.
Nah, people take salt baths. That's fine. In Irish farms, there's a slurry pit. That's the worst way to die.
That would be pretty rough.
That'd be the worst way to die because you can't swim in slurry. Like, they had ads in the 90s being like, if you're on a farm, stay the fuck away from the slurry pit. It's an open hole in the ground filled with liquid cow shit. Don't fall in.
Yeah,
you
will, I mean, that's pretty
you
rough.
Will drown in shit.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah.
No one wants to drown in shit.
Yeah. Now, the idea of the salt getting in my mouth and everything. No. Heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, what about you, Dylan?
He told
me. I was the first one.
Oh, yeah, but I thought that was... I wasn't sure if you were very set on that one. Just
oh,
slowly.
No. Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah. So with that, let's see.
I wouldn't like to be turned into a tiny person. Like the size of a soldier.
That'd be great.
Soldier.
And stepped on or something?
No. And then pushed through like a fucking cheese grater or something.
Yeah, that'd also be wrong.
That happened to a guy I know.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. They based a film on it. Ant-Man.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Toy Story.
No, that's worse. An incinerator would be a bad way to go.
Incinerator would be a bad way
to
go.
I love that version of Toy Story where it just cuts off at the incinerator scene.
They
like
hold hands, start crying, and it ends.
It shows the credits.
Oh, my God. That's so rough. Funny.
There's a great video of where a kid replaced the DVD copy, and so his mom watched it for the first time and thought that was the real ending.
Wow.
Yeah, very funny. She was very upset.
Oh, gee.
As you would be.
Oh, my.
So.
Oh, gee, oh, my.
Oh, gee,
back
oh, my.
Into
oh, my G.
The world G. of Whispering oh, Ashes.
Oh, my G.
Virtues.
So. Your daughter was.
Oh, yeah.
You
okay,
thought
yeah.
was kidnapped. You've recently discovered that. Well, was she?
She did
She's
it
She's actually
love.
Just a.
She maybe did the constructed this on her own to meet up with a boy that she met on a message board
on AOL
AOL
sponsors.
I guess
Again, this is doing nothing to like set the timeline in my head. Because is AOL still a thing? Like right now?
I have no idea. Probably. Well, like in this world, yeah. But this it's modern day, but a different world.
This world, yeah. AOL could have this been could, the this, one that took off as opposed
this
to
world
Google.
Could be anything between from like 95 to now.
Could be further.
23, like it could be further.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just more I wanted to play on that old fear as we grew up of, you know, being told
of AOL.
Yeah, don't talk to people on MSN or
Don't make friends AOL on the internet, even though we all have internet friends.
It's
predominantly turned out fine.
Well, yeah. No, when I got MSN I spoke to a girl on it and it turned out she smoked cigarettes.
So. Oh, that was the end.
Oh yeah, that's pretty rough.
But yeah, you have gone to this cult now that she got herself into. Pretty dark cult. Everything is pretty grim. They don't like using lights.
Ryan, probably extremely dark. Just putting it out there. You can't normalize it by saying pretty. It's extremely dark cult, extremely grim.
Quite dark. I'd say quite dark.
Quite dark.
Notably dark.
Actually. Notably dark,
notably
yeah.
grim situation. That
Yeah, but these religious fanatics are real into the, you know, pain and suffering side of religion, you know.
Yeah, the fun stuff.
Of Christianity. And you've seen some dismemberment. You've been hurt pretty bad. Gordon, which is Jim's character, you have now two critical injuries. Three, really, but one of them doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, sure. That to the World War II vets.
You're kind of stunned, so you can role play that a bit. But
is there any? There's no mechanical effect.
There's no mechanical effect of it.
You're just stunned. Okay,
stunned. and you have made it into the main house, this old Victorian house, and you have followed a trail of like cult members praying on the ground. About praising the mother, and you have opened the door, and you have found
so fucked up
your daughter Allison, quite pregnant. I'm in here, and as soon as you open this door, and you know she jumps at someone opening the door, and she sees you all, and she goes, "Mom, Dad," and then she goes, "Oh my gosh, Michael!" and runs past you all to Michael, and is like,
"Oh,
like what's happened to you?" Oh my gosh, why are you strapped to that? Are you okay? Are you okay? And, you know, they're talking with each other and she's helping to hold him up, you know, and you see him kiss her on the forehead and her, you know, just weeping at seeing him in this state.
Yeah, hi.
I'm trying to think how I want to play this.
Yeah, I am stunned. So you can initialize this.
I am emotionally numb, as has been not mechanically endowed upon me, but...
I think you would go and check on her well-being. Because I know Gordon is looking at...
Yeah.
Gordon is going to just be like, is she in one piece? But you're going to actually write...
Allison, what are you doing?
Mom, Dad, what are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Are you okay? Have they been treating you well?
I spend most of my time in this room, like, I don't know, it's kind of weird, it's not really what I thought it was gonna be like, I haven't seen Michael, I haven't seen you in so long, and Michael is like, oh my gosh, you're pregnant, are you the mother, is this the virginal birth, and she was like, Michael, no.
Yeah, I think at that, I just scoff, like, Michael, clearly not a virginal birth. You know this.
And his brain is just going crazy as he's trying to, you know, you see him basically in shock because he's basically being told everything that his father has been talking about. The whole thing of their entire mission in this has been about this virginal birth and to find out that it's his girlfriend, basically, and that it's not virginal and that, you know, he's realizing, remember your
mother's words. He's just a man.
I don't. Oh my gosh. They've kept you up here. I haven't seen you in so long. But it's all a lie. Like we gotta get you treatment. We got to get you taken care of. No,
he's finally talking sense.
Michael, honestly, yes, this is the first thing you say. Well, Allison, you're coming with us. We're getting you out of here. We're getting you to a hospital straight away.
Yeah.
Mom, I don't know. Like, these people need me here.
They need a lot more than what you can give them, okay?
Dad, what's happened to you? Why are you all covered in blood?
It doesn't matter. It's fine. Come on, we have to go. Ali, I am extremely delighted to see you in one piece, but we have to go. I have to get you and your mother out of here. Come on, hon, let's go. And I
take Isabel by the shoulder, and Ali by
the shoulder and walk you towards the door.
Ali kind of jerks from your arm a bit, and she's also jumps a bit at seeing you use kind of a pet name at, you know, your wife. And it's like, well, what's going on with you guys? Like,
we're here to rescue you.
This is my home now.
Ali, not 10 minutes ago downstairs, a blind man drove a hook through my leg, hung me up, and slashed me. This is not a home for anybody. Your friend Michael here was found tied to a pole being flayed. Honestly, is this the place you've decided to call home?
Michael, is this true?
And Michael, you know, reluctantly, like, explains to her that he has seen
show
things.
Show her the pictures. Show her the pictures.
Literally going, okay, do you know what, Ali? I just do not have time for this.
Ali, I'm very sorry, and I'm aware that this is going
to
be very...
Mom, I'm talking to Michael. I'm so sick of... This is why I left. I can't stand you all interrupting me and not letting me think things through on my own.
Allison,
Allison,
since you have turned 18, we've let you be your own woman, okay? And I'm sorry, but, like, this is where it's gotten you.
Look at this. I literally flash it and be like, you want a healthy dose of reality, Ali? This is what you're sitting on here. This is what you've brought us into. You made a bad decision, and now I have a 4-inch hole in my leg. And I am still hobbling up here to pull your sorry ass out of this place. Because you have fucked up royally.
We are your parents, and we will do everything we can to protect you, to keep you safe, to make sure that you are brought out of this space. When we're back home, we can talk everything through, and we'll give you as much freedom and everything you need. But we will give you the guidance to make sure you do not fall into this situation again, and we will ensure your safety, because that is what our duty is as parents.
Jim, I need you to make an observation roll.
I'm going to observe something. I'm going to observe that she didn't like a healthy fucking dose of reality as well.
Are you, though?
No, I'm not. I'm going to push it. Like, hearing that this is my home now has sent him into a rage. He's like, this dumbass fucking child is well entitled to her own opinions when there's not a cult pointing guns at us.
Party girl 69.
Yeah. You haven't even begun to unpack that one.
Yeah, that's a success.
Two successes.
Two successes. Gordon. I'm going to stunt on my daughter.
You realize that this observation was not actually to do with Allison at all. You realize that with all this shouting that you've begun doing now, that the prayers outside have stopped.
Fuck.
Fuck them. I peek my head out the door.
You see everyone is no longer kneeling on the ground, but is standing and looking like kind of frightened at the door. All of them. This like horde of people outside. They're not doing anything, but they're just looking and like mumbling to each other like, is the mother okay? What's going on in there?
Okay, look, Allison, first things first, yes, we owe you an apology and we're sorry. We're sorry we've spoken to Michael. We don't understand this, but we are aware that you think that you've come here to get away from us, and we are sorry that we have put you in a position that you've had to do that. But you need to listen to us, and you need to listen to us now, okay? And yeah. The people outside are worshipping you as some sort of god or biblical figure. I don't know what. Frankly, it's beyond any sort of reason. But they will see that you are protected, possibly at any cost. However, they may listen to you.
Well, I don't know. What do you want me to do, Mom?
I want you to just look at me. Realize that we are here for you. Realize that if this is your home, if this was truly your home, you would not be locked up okay? You're a smart girl. You always have been.
Just a second. And she goes to the
take
door.
Take your time.
And she just kind of peeks her head out and she goes, "Hey, everybody, everything's okay. It's just friends from outside that have come in to see me." And like closes the door back.
What can you tell us about the father?
He's always been really nice to me.
Okay, good. We're very glad to hear that, aren't we?
He's very...
Like, aren't? Yeah?
Yes, hon. We're very glad to hear that he's been nice to Allison.
Like, he's always... I mean, he's taught me a lot about, like, peace and kindness and, you know, being soft-spoken and not being quick to anger with people. Not the way you all are with each other.
Allison, I don't know what lens you have viewed your mother and my relationship through, but if we did not love and care for each other, we would not be standing here right now in front of you, here to get you back.
When was the last time I've ever even heard you say you love Mom other than now?
You shouldn't have to hear it.
Sometimes people need to hear it, Dad.
Okay, and you know what? I do love your mother, and your mother loves me. I can say that with confidence. And
we both love you as well.
That's fine. And needing to hear it is important. I understand that. You have to understand that disappearing for 9 months is something that, if there wasn't a strain on our relationship, definitely would have put it on. He's having none of this. Like, she's being a fucking brat. There's a cult. This is not the time for politeness. Allison, you saw the photos on my phone. I need you to acknowledge the reality of the situation you're in right now.
Gordon, with the stressful situation that it is, roll command for me.
Thank you.
As you're going into full dad mode on this.
Yeah, that's nice. Two successes. No panic.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, growing up, she had, you know, a dad that was very serious and, you know, had kind of learned to jump when, you know, was told to jump. Mm. And that kind of is enough that it kind of shocks into her. And she's like, okay, Dad, like, we'll get out of here. Yeah, but good. I mean, you're in like nice, but kind of dusty, like Victorian, you know, it's an old house. Yeah, but as of now, she is on board with going with you all. But there is, you're still actively being hunted this night.
I am going to be like, I'm going to turn to her and be like, Allison, look, this is a terrible situation. I am sorry we all find ourselves in this situation. But right now, I need to take care of you and I need to take care of your mother. You also need to take care of yourself and you need to take care of the child you are carrying. So please take this situation seriously. And I need you to trust me. I know you don't feel like you can right now, but I want to show you that in not too long from now, I may have to do something that seems threatening. I want you to know I will never do anything to threaten you. And I take the bullets out of my gun and show her me putting the bullets in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
I know you wouldn't do anything to hurt me, Dad, or anything like that. But okay.
Remember that.
I know.
Nothing that I do next will ever pose a threat to you, okay? And I gather us up and get us to go.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, you're in this house. The cultists that are around, if you leave this room, I mean, they will be staring at you, like, pretty hardcore. Everything is... You're not. There's no one actively that knows you're there
Jim,
with a weapon.
Jim, let's gamify this a little bit, right?
We need to find the way out. That's all we need to do now.
Right. Yeah. We do. We also need, if possible, more of that adrenaline stuff. I don't know if there's like a medicine cabinet around. If there's like, I'm assuming she probably has like an ensuite or something, so she can be like self-contained. I don't know if there's like
you're
a
not
going to
find adrenaline in there or anything.
Okay,
but like, you know,
basically, here's my shopping list, Ryan, that I would like to try and find some point, right? More of that adrenaline things, because that was fucking useful.
More guns.
And more guns. If I can get a gun, that would be great. I still have my knife. But, yeah, if I could get a handy gun.
I am not willing to give a gun to Allison or to Michael because they're both indoctrinated right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And then seeing that, you know, your armor kind of did a little bit, it kind of, you know, was somewhat...
Some armor for everyone.
Yes.
Find something for everyone.
Yeah, even if that is like just a fucking thick padded jacket or something.
Actually,
that might stop... A knife or something.
The best armor is a ream of paper.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I've heard that.
Armor you can find but in a house is a ream of paper.
Wildly impractical.
But although he has been printing flyers.
He has been printing flyers.
Yeah, as you begin to search through, you know, you find some other rooms. You move toward the front of the house, and in one of the bathrooms, you do find 2 adrenaline shots.
Cool.
In there, as well as like replacements for gauze or anything like that.
I can just kind of stock up my med kit a bit more. Yeah.
Which
get some more smelly terps.
Yeah, which have been used there. You're at the front of the house and you're kind of on the right side of the house, the north side of it. And there's another bedroom there. And you open it and you find, you know, a big Victorian old bed. You also find a desk, and in front of it there are, you know, cameras, 3 cameras, and lights set up.
3 camera setup.
Fucking 3 camera setup.
Fucking cooks and their 3 camera setups.
It's so professional.
and as well as a printer. It looks to be his room.
Oh my God, look at his Spotify last played. He's listening to some fucking weird podcast. Whispering Ashes, what the fuck is this?
You do get to reduce your stress by 1, you know, now that... Now that you have Allison. I mean, the conversation with Allison did not do a whole lot to relieve your stress in this, and now you know you've got to look out for...
But we do have her, and that's like one worry off her mind, I guess, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
She's not strung up somewhere.
But despite that, as you go into this bedroom and you are looking around, and you find like a ream of paper, I guess, you know, like for printing near his printer. 1 ream of paper. Those are expensive. They don't have a lot of money.
I jerry-rig it into armor and put it on Isabel.
Yeah, that's fair.
It won't fit on Allison.
But Gordon, I just need you to take that stress back and I need you to make a panic roll for me.
That is 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, that's actually perfect, as you have developed a bit of a nervous twitch, and you don't know why, really. But as you're in this room, you get a nervous twitch, and your stress actually goes up 1 upon seeing this, Isabel.
Okay, great. So
because you know your husband, so unfortunately, neither of you got to relieve that stress.
That's fine. I'm sitting at 3 stress, so I'm actually not too bad.
I'm considerably more stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I have
fair.
Been pushing myself.
You have, you have a lot.
But yeah, so you are in this room of the father. You are in his bedroom.
He has a computer.
He does.
Can I post everything from my phone onto his account?
You are locked out of it at the moment. It does have his password protected.
I mean, that makes sense.
Jesus.
No.
Fire.
No. But yeah, would you like to try and take time and...
I would like to roll my ability investigator on Michael to see if he would know the password to his father's computer.
Yeah. Tell me how that works exactly.
Michael, you know your father. What's his password here?
1 panic and 1 success. Well, roll your panic first.
So you see what others miss and are skilled at noticing small details and making sense of them. When you spend a turn in a room or a similar location, I don't know what a turn is. But I mean, bit of time anyway. Only 1 attempt is allowed. For each 6 you roll, you may ask the GM 1 of the following questions. What happened here? Is there anything hidden here? And if so, where? Are there any details here that are out of place, something that's out of the ordinary?
They're all good questions.
I mean, what happened here is probably less relevant. The
we know what happened here. He fucking put out his fucking YouTube to...
I mean, if there's anything hidden here, if he has a fucking cache of weapons, or like, yeah, if he has a little black book where he keeps all his passwords in or something, that would be nice, you know?
Yeah, he seems like the type who's going to be driven by fervor. His password is just going to be something that is like ingrained in his fucking psyche. I rolled a fucking 11 on the
11.
I think, yeah,
you're okay with that because it's a seat cover, but you are very nervous about like people and everything like that, but that's fine, you know, we're not in combat or anything. Yeah, cool. So it doesn't really. But it does, you are feeling like a haunting
I just need
presence
to get the fuck out of
on you. You hate being in this room suddenly, especially because as you ask this, you know, you're looking through books and you see where a, looks like maybe where a password would be, something is scratched out and something new written beside it, a new password perhaps that this preacher has wanted, and the father's password is piano wire.
I type piano wire into
that's
the computer.
A fucked up thing.
And wonder why that is ringing bells in my head.
Yeah.
I'm getting more and more fucking unnerved, but I don't know why.
Mm. Yeah, so you're into his computer. I don't know what you want to do, so I can't narratively tell you anything.
fucking, I'm going to pull up his Hootsuite. and I'm going to put... So Hootsuite...
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to pull up his Hootsuite. Yeah. Or his AOL suite, because in this universe it's AOL. and I am going to post all the footage that I have on the phone. Even if it's just a real analog way of doing it, like holding up the phone to the tree camera setup. And then as I post this, I'm going to tag one, federal agencies. Two, I'm going to tag international agencies. And then three, I'm going to tag opposing political parties and any lobbying group that would care about something like this. So it has to be actioned.
So now this is posted to all accounts of I'm your daddy 88.
I thought it's 88 as well.
Yeah, it sucks for people like me whose birth, you know, I was born in 88, so I like made it 88 at the end and I'm like, oh fuck, now.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Am I too pale?
Hitler.
It's like a Nazi dog whistle. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. Yeah. Fucking ew. Can I very quickly just go to the top right of the AOL window where it's got I'm your daddy 88. Just click it and see if he has any other profiles in case this is just his online dating profile or something.
As you're looking and doing all of this,
gotta be careful.
Isabel,
like, you might have a phone with like notifications and stuff.
Well, we're going to get out of the room immediately, yeah, but yeah, I just need to post this shit.
But you are taking time to look up some things and look up new accounts and look up all that. And Isabel, you are beginning to get more and more stressed out as you realize, especially as you see your husband, you know, frantically looking around, looking stressed. Yeah, I'm actually going to say, no, you're not going to look for other accounts because you want to get out of there.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing your one thing, yeah.
Right, in that case, yeah, I click tweet.
And as you click, you hear from the windows, you can look out the window and you can see the church. That's like the next building. You're basically right next to the big church.
Is it still nighttime, yeah?
It's still nighttime.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this entire thing has happened in maybe the course of like an hour, you know, max.
Yeah.
And you begin to hear, I think they're in there. I think they're in the house. We need to protect the mother. Go, 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 go. And rednecks are starting to come in the sides and back of the house.
We got to get out then.
Roll initiative for me.
Oh shit.
5. I think that I've rolled a 5 every time in initiative.
1.
Okay. I have a 2.
Somewhat fitting. Thank you.
So you'll be going first, Gordon.
Do I know where they're coming from?
You saw from the window, you could see some people going into the sides and around back of the house. So you think that maybe your best bet would be to go out the front.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's closest the to the church as well.
Closest to the exit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
we'll
just
say that...
run?
Yeah, I'm going to do an old police trick on the way out. Well, actually, not an old police trick, but an old trick I learned from being a policeman. And I'm going to take my length of fishing line. And just as the last of our group passes the second step on the stairs, I'm just going to tie it from banister to banister. So it's like at ankle level clear.
So have okay, you, just have you left the bedroom at this point?
Yeah, kind of as we head to the first.
Did I find any guns or did I only find the adrenaline?
You found some ammunition, but you did not find another gun.
Okay.
Fortunately.
Okay.
Would it fit in my...
You found a safe, but it
sure.
would take a long time
yep.
to try and get...
Okay.
It wasn't in the passwords or anything yep. like that.
Would the ammo, would I know that the ammo works in my gun?
No, it is rifle ammo.
Okay, so...
Well, we know they have rifles.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to... I'm going to usher everyone out the door and...
Okay, as soon as you go out that door, you realize there was a couple guys that have come in the front door as well, and they are aiming up at you. You are at the front of the house, and you realize that you're up on this, like, balcony area, and there are two staircases that go down the front. So there's a guy coming up each stair, and they have rifles on them.
Okay, well, I duck back into the room first.
Yeah.
Turn to Isabel Hunt. There's two of them coming with rifles.
You did see there were two statues on, like, on either corner of the staircases that you could hide behind.
That's the second thing. This is ringing bells.
You're getting a bit freaked out, but you don't know why yet.
Okay,
Is how what floor are we on?
It's like a two-story house. It's not a big three-story Victorian thing. It's a two-story. It's a big Victorian.
So they're
house,
on the ground floor, and we're
yeah
one floor above them.
You're one floor up.
Is there any world where out the window works here? I mean, probably not with a pregnant.
Not with a pregnant, because I yeah. was like, we could maybe go along the roof, but
or a guy with a post tied to it.
I mean, he's
I don't really care.
He's
if
a
he makes it.
Michael is a.
He's a good guy.
He's a nice to have, but he's not essential to this operation.
But it may make it really hard to get Allison.
I know. Yeah. I know that.
I'm gonna quantify him as bonus objective.
He is a bonus objective for yeah. for sure. A bonus objective. Okay, but really, yeah, no. I mean, how are we gonna? You've got a fucking maimed leg and only one arm.
I can't.
You're not climbing. Allison's not climbing. Michael's not climbing.
We're just stuck in this fucking room then, because
during all this, like, Michael and Allison are, like, kind of hanging on each other and, like, whispering and talking to each other and everything and just, like, catching up, you know, and everything and talking about
fucking teenagers.
Fucking teens. Jesus. It'd be easier if we had fucking Susie with us. Like.
And she'd at least be hanging on to you.
Yeah. At least I could fucking know how she's going to act. Remind me to introduce Michael to Susie, by the way.
I know we're in an initiative and I know this is kind of breaking mechanics a little bit,
whatever,
but is this the type of house? So sorry, this is more of a GM question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the type of house that would have like, I don't know, I'm thinking more English manor houses. Would this have like a servant's passage or something like that?
Probably not. And if there was, you wouldn't know where it was. It doesn't go into the master.
No,
bedroom.
But like Michael might.
Yeah, so...
But if it's only if I think that... Only because that's what I expect from an English Victorian
yeah,
house.
They're
but
not
I don't
really
know if
like that in America. There's
yeah, that's what
really,
I wasn't sure yeah. if that's a thing in America.
Yeah, not that I've
okay.
ever seen.
No,
yeah.
That's fine then. Well, I mean, it's not fine. It would have been real handy, but...
Is the only exit to this room the front door? The door we came in? Like.
There's only one door to the bedroom. There's three exits... From the house. But
yeah.
you
but
saw
the room we're in,
groups
they're converging on, and there's one door.
Yeah, so you kind of need to go.
I mean,
it was just two dudes.
Where are we?
Just
time
two
for
dudes.
The Beverly Hills Cop.
It's time for the Beverly, what's left of him. I straighten my mustache in a moment of stress to focus myself. And I am going to... There's two dudes with rifles. And I'm a human being. They're just going to shoot me the second I go out the door. Like,
they don't know necessarily you're in this room yet.
Oh, I thought they were like coming up.
You're in the father's room.
They're
the first
going
place
to
they're
room.
Going is her room.
Okay. In that case, yeah, we're going out the door then. We're going to wait. I'm going to crack the door, wait for them to get to the point where they're about to go into her room, and in that moment, we're going to slip out the door.
Do we think that the congregation are just going to be like, they're over here?
What other choice very do we much have? A risk.
We shoot one of them. I take the rifle and then shoot the other. I like.
All right, fair. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Okay. I turn to Ali and I'm like, look, one bullet in the gun. One bullet in the gun.
Dad, why wouldn't you use the rest of them?
Trust me on this. and I'm going to pop out the door, wait for the cleanest shot I possibly can get, and shoot him.
Yeah. So they're coming up the stairs. There's one coming up kind of on the close staircase.
Yeah.
He's coming up before the other guy. The other guy's going up the other staircase, but he's kind of waiting down there.
So the one on the close staircase, yeah, I'm going to pop him, and we're going to give the rifle to Isabel.
Yeah.
If we can.
Okay. That's good. Jim, finally. Finally, the ranged combatant has
fucking started
doing what he's supposed to do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's two successes.
Three
successes, yes.
Nice.
What are my stunt? Let me just pull up my.
That's fine. They've got. That's if you do the damage, that will. I mean, he's a dude.
Yeah, but if I can use the extra stunt to pin down the other one.
Really just on the guy you're firing.
Yeah. Just on the guy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Then fucking bang.
Or like if other people were in a group with him, but they're kind of separated.
Yeah, no, the one bullet.
Nice.
No, he's on live.
Yeah, you blast
him. You can swap initiative.
Oh, I can.
And because you went ahead of them, you would go at the same time. If I don't know if they rolled separate initiatives, but you would go at his turn.
I could go again.
Mm.
Can I, take another pop on the other one? On his initiative
On
then?
His initiative then. I don't
Sorry,
know
when, just to, like, because I'm doing...
Yeah.
I did two damage there. With the initial two damage, did that kill him or?
Yes.
Okay, then
you
I
hit
have
him in the head.
Then I have two stunts here.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Plus one stunt kills him.
Okay.
Okay, so then I have
one stunt
to kill,
one stunt to swap initiative.
Yeah. To go again. Yeah, absolutely. So on my turn, out the door, brain the one guy. I'm going to use my movement to get to where he was.
Okay, as soon as you move out there, as soon as you move out and you look across the other way, you see a mirror at the end of this balcony.
I shoot
and
my
in
reflection.
It, you see yourself, but suddenly you kind of see, just with your memory, a picture of a woman in white.
Holy fuck.
And I need you to roll panic for me.
I'm 8.
Yeah, you... have developed a tremble. So your nervous twitch has turned into an uncontrollable tremble, and you suffer -2 on any of your agility rolls.
Oh, not great.
I mean, it's still high, but it's...
still high, but yeah. You're stressed out enough to...
And for any listeners at home that don't get it, he is on...
I'm on the staircase.
The staircase that you had the nightmare about. And,
that's become clear to me.
Realize
now.
It.
Yeah. That shakes me... an awful lot, as is influenced by the dice, but that's seriously fucked up. And I turn around and I'd be like, I straight up say it to Isabel. I was like, Isabel, I had a dream about being here. I was a woman. I was in a white dress. This is the morning Izzy went missing. I had a dream about
being
here.
We don't have time to unpack that
exact
now. We don't
fucking
have time
landing.
To, look,
piano wire, Izzy.
Gort, we don't have time to unpack this. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know.
Are you taking your shot?
Fucking weird. And I take the shot.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Because he's absolutely now seen his partner go down.
It's the last thing he sees.
Nice.
No, well, it's one, one success.
One success. So I'm going to have to push it if I want to take him out.
If you want to take it out in one. Yeah. You roll all but that one. Yeah.
Do you have the gun in your hand? Are you next in the initiative? Can you?
I'm not. I'm.
No, they go before him.
Yeah, I rolled a 1 on my initiative.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fine, fuck it. It's like I just realized I was a ghost in a dream. So yeah, that's one success and one panic attack.
Nice.
Two success.
Three success.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I pop him. I'll fucking stunt to disarm him as well. I guess he's dead, but
yeah.
You shoot it through his head and his hand at the same time.
Shoot the gun so someone else can't pick it up, I guess.
Yeah.
The
gun explodes.
Yeah. Right, to roll my panic attack.
John Wicked.
Fuck.
That is 12.
It's getting bad. What's the maximum? What's the upper limit on panic
17,
again?
Isn't it?
Like 24? 15. Only 15? Mm. This is getting real dangerous.
You.
It's always been dangerous.
This tremble as you realize as you killed someone and the sound of his head exploding, you know, and his death is too familiar in this place for you, and you let out a blood-curdling scream. So if they hadn't heard the bloodshot or the gunshots.
Does that reduce the stress by one, though? Was that the screen? Earlier?
Your stress reduces by one, but every friendly character, it makes an immediate panic roll.
That's fine. Do I get more stress?
No, just the panic roll.
Fucking
ice cold as well. Another two.
Fuck. I am having a mental breakdown.
Mm. You are.
I am turning to Isabel. I'm just like, I'm not even listening to what she's saying. I'm just blabbering. This is it. This is the staircase. I was on this staircase. I was someone else. I hung myself with piano wire, and piano wire was the fucking, the password for the thing. It's all fucking true. My fucking dream. What the fuck is going on, Isabel?
Yeah, I mean, with all this, I mean, it's clear to everyone in your party that you need to go now.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Look, as I said, I don't know what's happening with you, okay? This has been a lot. We just need to get out, and we're gonna get you okay. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna get through this, okay?
Yeah, okay. I'm focusing in on them. And my mind is starting to fucking try to bridge this insanity with logic. And I'm like, maybe it was a movie that was shot here or something.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm
probably that it's remembering. Just,
it's an old house. They probably shot something on scene here.
It was 8 months ago. Your mind is remembering what it wants to remember in this situation, okay? Don't think about it anymore because the more you think about it, the worse it's going to get. Okay? But I'm glad you took me to that shooting range that one time on our second date, and
you
I pick up
natural.
The rifle.
I remember I said no one was as good a shot as you.
Well, no, you were just being kind. You
I felt emasculated.
So are you guys legging it as well as you can?
As well as we can with one crumbling mentality, one person literally tied
God,
to a post and a
fine.
Pregnant woman.
There is gunfire behind you as you're running to the church, as all these
they all know where we are now.
Yeah, but it seems to just be wildfires, you it's know, not, in your direction, keeping you going. Nothing seems to be hitting either of you. As you near the door, you hear a sickening sound that you've heard before in the line of fire, which is the sound of someone that you know, a flesh taking a bullet. And you all scramble into the church. And as you get in there...
It's going to be Michael.
Michael, you know, you get past the door, you
close
the door.
Does he get shot through the hand to give him stigmata?
No.
Yeah, he gets shot through both hands at once. Yeah.
But Michael picks up his post and puts it in the lock area, you know, like the two holders on the door.
Of course he does.
Puts his post onto it to hold it closed. And he's like, you guys... figure out how to get out of here. I'll stay here and keep this closed. You know, just come back, get me when you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
and
good man.
Allison starts freaking out as she realizes that he's been shot in the leg and is panicking about this. She runs over, though. She has a bit of, like, medical training from what she's learned from her mother, and rips off Michael's shirt, which is already, you know, in bad shape from being, you know, flogged at, and ties a tourniquet onto his leg to try and stop this. But, you know, she's not wanting to leave his side right now, but he can't go anywhere. He's barricading the door, and there is hammering at the door as the
he's inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's like blocked from the inside.
Okay.
He's Hodoring.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, it wasn't Jesus imagery. It was Hodor.
It was all along.
That's what the giant mute at the beginning was. Are we in? This is the church. This is the way out.
In the church, yeah. So there's a way out.
We know. Yeah, we know where the way out is because it's the way we came into this place. It's at the altar.
Yeah, and Michael is saying, just get her out of here right now. Just get her out. Like, I'll be okay.
Yeah, we I say, all right, we gotta go. Come on.
And he's saying, Allison, go with them. Let me protect you, just like my mom said. Like, I'm protecting you as best as I can. You go.
My theory from the talkback just evolved, but go on. Oh, fuck, it evolved so hard. Okay, we gotta go. I cobble together whatever fucking wherewithal I have left and try to usher Ali out the door.
Yeah, so you go.
Real fucking dad walk, hands on both shoulders. This is not how I wanted to walk her down a church aisle, but fucking
very good.
Needs must. Thank you.
Very good.
So you get to the back, you know, and you go around back of the stage, you know, where, you know, so you can't see anymore where this door is. You try the door, and it is locked.
Ali, one bullet.
This is unfortunately doomsday prepper door that he has put in here on this giant wall that he had built. A bullet is more likely to lock you in permanently than it is to...
It's not just like a single, simple fucking like padlock.
It's not like a bedroom door.
Sure, okay.
This is the door keeping people in and out of his cult.
How often can I roll Investigator?
Once per room.
Can I roll Investigator in this to see if I can
recall
something or...
So what you remember is that some little old lady, you know, unlocked the door for you.
If there's anything out of the ordinary,
don't give me anything.
And what's happened here?
No, you don't have to roll it. It's okay.
Oh, shit, I don't have to roll enough?
Yeah, well, is there anything that you missed? Is there anything I missed, right?
Yeah.
There is something you missed as you're now behind the stage and you're thinking you realized there was someone sitting in one of the pews. And at this point, you hear Michael scream out in pain.
How did we miss somebody sitting in a pew?
Because we're fucking stressed panicked. The fuck.
And he wasn't really moving.
Yeah.
And then, Ryan wants to be dramatic.
And you hear the father yell, "Be at peace, my children!" And the shouting from outside silences. And you hear Michael yelling, "Father, please! Please stop! You gotta let them out of here!" And you hear a... as Michael is screaming again. And as you round the corner to look, you see that he says, "If you want to be some savior, then I'll make sure you look like one." As he has nailed Michael's hands to this post now.
You're such a sick fuck. you're such a sick fuck.
I want to show this episode to a psychologist.
And they'll be like, "Oh, you know, this is just a typical American wet dream." Like,
yeah.
The father slowly turns to face you all, and he says, "Oh, now what stands before me is sinners, and I will show them the way." And behind him, the choir begins to sing behind this door.
I'll
shoot him.
As you're pulling your gun up, he's pulling out his pump-action shotgun.
That's fine. We're real fucking far away from him.
He's at the fucking end. I've got a rifle. I've got the range.
Yeah. I need everyone to roll initiative.
The mother is with us. He's not going to spread a shotgun at us like...
Oh, that's a 6.
Nice.
Nice. That's a 4 for me.
Nice. 4 for me as well. Go ahead, Isabel.
Okay, that is 1 success, but I did also roll a panic. So I can't push it, but I will... roll to see if I panic. Where's my panic die? It's been rolling good for me. That's a 7.
That's okay. 7 isn't bad.
7's not bad. 7 was like a nervous switch.
And you had 1 success?
And I had 1 success, yes.
And you see it chink off of his ballistic armor.
Of course it fucking does. Wearing. Jesus Christ, we're gonna die.
No, we're not.
We're gonna die.
For the first time, I have a very clear and easy objective in front of me.
You
kill
very much
man.
Do have the pews in front of you that, you know...
I'm gonna say that like
I twice
as if it's a rifle range. I have like placed it.
You're cover firing.
Yes, okay. yes, for sure.
Good. Yeah,
I am going to,
and I'm going to try and like stay close to you, because if needed, I can just like adrenaline shot you.
Yeah, exactly. Which is the better gun?
What do you mean?
Like,
you only picked up one rifle.
Yeah, and yeah, you also only have one arm.
You are, oh, I can't use a rifle with one, with two. Yeah, okay. All right, mm-hmm. In that case, yeah. How do we resolve our initiative issues, Ryan?
I go first on it.
Oh, well, no, yeah. I go first.
The monster just goes first.
No, I'm the monster.
It's very clear that this man is the monster in this situation.
Yeah. So he just kind of laughs as your bullet, you know, just, you know, does nothing.
Yeah.
And he reaches into one of his trench coat pockets and pulls out something.
A fucking grenade? Bites it,
throws towards you all.
It's going to be like a smoke grenade. I would say.
All right, because the mother is here.
Yeah.
And I need you all to make a mobility roll.
That's a lot of fives, but not a single success. Okay. Do I...
A lot of fives, not a single success, oof. But I do panic.
I'm going to push it. I'm going to push it for me.
I can't push it. So, it's not a bad panic as far as I have had them so far.
That is a success and a panic for me.
It's okay, six roll your panics. For me on the panic.
Six. Yeah, you're keeping it together. That's not bad.
Yeah, I know this situation.
I finally... Isabel's come so close.
What did to, you get?
Yeah, breaking because you were almost there. Like,
yeah, 10.
You freeze. So your success actually doesn't matter in this. Because you are frozen. You lose your next slow action. Your stress level and the stress level of all friendly PCs increases by one. And...
Nope.
So your success doesn't matter, and Jim, you didn't have a success. You both take one damage as this stun grenade, it's a flashbang.
Okay.
Just blasts in front of you.
Go. And I lose my next slow action.
Yep. Jim, it's your turn.
Quick action bullet in the chamber.
Yeah. You're loaded. Like,
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not loaded.
Okay.
Ali can see it. Full trust, full transparency. One bullet in the chamber, and I'ma shoot him. It's a stressful shot. One success and a panic, so I won't be stunting on him. But
one success on your bullet.
Yeah. Let me guess. His armor.
One success.
Both good. Yeah. And I can't push it. So yeah, that's a fine panic roll.
What's your stress? It's a fine panic. Sorry.
Yeah, six.
Literally the best you could have done.
The best I could have done, though, yeah.
Yeah. Isabel.
Did Allison take damage?
No.
Okay.
So it's only player allies took damage from the flashback?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's basically seen all this happen, has run back around toward where the door is.
Okay. She's hunkering out of
just out staying of the range. Away.
You yeah, know? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Mommy and Daddy are taking care of business.
I only have a fast action adrenaline shot into... my husband.
Yeah, cool. Hit me with one of those Icemen.
Are you downed?
No, but I have taken a point of damage.
Okay. Yeah.
No, should you keep it for when I'm down?
I have one more. I have
look
two.
Look at his face, folks.
I have two of them.
Yeah, fair.
If you can take another...
I only have one point of health left, so may as well keep me up and...
This is what I mean. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, yeah. This fair. Means you could survive another
we've got another safe round, basically.
Maybe.
Yeah, until he pops his fucking next trick.
Yeah, that's like four successes. And a panic, of course.
Cool.
10.
Okay.
What do I get with a 10?
It's still your freeze. Well, yeah, it would still be you freeze again. You're going to lose your next slow action again.
Happened to me in the first fight. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay.
You are just frozen by this. You've gone into complete I'm a doctor.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So you're helping... But that's it. It is now his go.
And remember, you've got a ream of paper, scientifically proven armor.
And you still haven't hidden or anything, Gordon.
I'm down. I'm the same. I'm behind the pew firing over.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I had to be like within.
We're like shoulder to shoulder down firing downrange. Like.
And
we're Mr. and Mrs. Smith in this situation.
We're 100% Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's perfect. So then he's going to do number one.
His shotgun blast right at us, I bet.
He's so far away, though. He can't shotgun blast.
Yeah, surely that shotgun is a disadvantage.
He's going to be firing at the pews. So he fires. He walks forward towards you all. You know, makes it
about halfway, you know, down this church and blasts toward that pew. And it is a success on that, as part of this pew is just obliterated.
Okay. Look at how he damages the house of God. Michael?
And you all take one stress in that as he has shot your cover away. Cool. Effectively.
Well, there's a lot of pews, so we've just gonna...
Six stress dice. This is ridiculous.
I'm at seven. Seven stress dice. Michael?
Yep.
Okay, shooting right back.
Yep.
God, fuck, I can't lift all the dice in one hand. Weirdly, don't panic, but don't succeed.
Okay.
Should I push it? Oh. You gotta just take him out of the game. Like, I'm gonna panic.
He's just a normal dude.
He's just a normal dude. I only have to land one or two shots.
We just need to get past his armor.
He's just a man.
He's just a man. He's just a man.
I'm gonna push it. Yeah, literally, this man is pointing a gun at my pregnant daughter. Like, I have to fucking kill him. Yep. I'm going to panic, and it's natively going to be a seven. So I'm going to get fucked up anyway, but I can at least try and do a fucking whale amount of damage on him before I do.
Yep. So for a shitload of sixes.
And historically, that's not happened for me.
No.
One six, one panic.
Roll that panic for me.
And the one isn't even going to be enough. He has all that fucking ballistic armor. Like,
okay.
Not the worst. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's better than my last one.
Yeah, but you're going to lose your next slow action again.
So, yeah, okay. Fucking.
Riddle me this.
It actually goes through.
Can I suggest some bullshit, which is probably not really in the spirit of the rules, but...
Let's see.
We need bullshit in this situation.
It is going to be thematically very nice, so okay. I'm gonna try to win you on this.
Okay.
In a last very obvious act of our union coming back together...
Yeah.
Can I... I don't have a slow action, he doesn't have a slow action, but between us we have two fast actions.
Yeah.
Can I use my fast action to aim...
Rest the gun on my shoulder or some shit?
Or no, to like aim the rifle and you use your fast action to shoot the rifle.
I would rather it be flavored differently.
Nope.
It could be a case I could hold it.
But the idea is whatever way we want to work it, can we basically combine our... turns to
like
take
we did on the range
shot.
That time. I can stand behind you aim it for you with one hand and you pull the trigger.
Sure.
I'm the marksman.
It's like
hands are trembling now because she's frozen. You are gonna help basically get behind her and help
with your one like good arm.
Yeah, because I'm a marksman. I can just like I'm teaching her to shoot like we did at the range that time.
Yeah.
Because you know I
reminding
was
her to breathe,
nice.
You know, and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and because I'm aiming, you can roll my shooting dice.
Well, I don't know who wants who. This is obviously very off book.
It's your rifle.
It's got to
so
be.
The one
it's got. You got to be the one shooting. I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. One and a panic.
That makes sense. I was the one aiming the gun.
Yeah. 2, 4, 6, 8 on my panic.
You've still got that bad tremble, so -2 on agility.
Okay. I mean, not fine, but like,
yeah, you guys need to roll better that armor.
I actually should have rolled one more dice.
Yeah.
No, that's a 2. That would have been great.
It doesn't go through again.
Fuck.
He is upon you guys seeing this, and he's not really threatened by you all at all. He is holding the shotgun in one hand and he reaches in and you see a good old friend that you used to carry back in your dark days. He pulls out a police issued stun baton and he just takes a good old swing at you there, partner.
Cool. I'd like to use my reaction. I'm just switching back into D&D now so we can win the fight.
It's funny though because... your block action was a fast action, but you've already used your fast action because Dylan wanted you to.
It was worth a shot.
It was literally worth one shot.
Yeah.
It's one success, so roll your armor.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Time to fucking turn the tables on him a bit.
Yes!
One. Good. Yeah. Yes. He hits this this the metal sheet
fucking
and...
butcher tray.
Yeah, it doesn't connect with you.
Look familiar? I killed your friend with no eyes.
So, back up to the top of the round then?
Back up. It's my go.
But well, you've used all your actions.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have a slow one and you used your fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I investigator.
That's still fast action.
Okay, so I'm two down on my agility.
Well, it's back at the top, so... But yeah.
That was a stress-induced thing. Does that...
That's gone. Okay. Is it too close to use my rifle?
You'll be at a disadvantage.
Fucking do it.
Yeah, worth it. Fucking shoot it. Yeah. No, it's... I'm trying to gauge between it and the knife.
Mm.
But my range combat is better, so...
Even with the minus one,
it's still one better, yeah.
Even though that knife has been saving you.
It has, but...
Yeah.
This is a gun.
Ooh.
I want to go! That is four successes.
Nice.
And a panic, but I mean, historically, panic has been fine.
It's reduced by one.
Okay, so that's three successes. And a whopper panic. So that is... That's a 12 for my panic. So I think that's the no slow action then again, right?
That's you scream.
Oh, it's a scream.
So you lose your slow action again, but you lose one stress.
Oh, I lose my slow action as well with that?
You panic roll. Yeah.
What? Nice. So fucking 9, I think.
9?
Yeah.
You drop your gun.
That's fine.
But that was, so what did I say? I rolled four successes.
Yeah.
And you negated one, so that's three.
Three successes.
So that's two stunts.
Yep.
Double extra down. Oh, you could disarm him as well.
Disarming would be good. Do I think that two stunts of extra damage would do? He's a normal dude, right? He's just a man.
With a lot of armor.
You could knock him down. Disarm him, swap his initiative.
And this is the epitome of like American doomsday prepper.
Or
like,
you could pin him down. But anything you do is just going to give us the opportunity to do more damage to him. That's the end goal here. We just gotta kill him. So
one of them is definitely gonna be more damage.
Okay.
For sure. Has to be.
The disarm is potentially increase. It's like disarm is an off heal for us, right? Because it's just negating the amount of damage he can do.
Yeah.
That said, he's dual wielding, so he can't use the
shotgun.
He's just gonna
pull out something else.
Yeah, we know he has a 9mm that's gonna come out anyway.
Yeah.
So fucking just try and shoot him. At least this way, I'm assuming he can't use a shotgun with one hand. He wants
fuck
the shotgun.
Extra damage.
Just extra damage.
Kill him.
Just extra damage.
He's just a man. Yeah.
He's just a man. Shoot him.
Okay.
He's just innocent men.
Yes. Innocent men.
Far from it.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
Yeah.
Speaking words of wisdom. He's
just a
man.
Shoot him in the dick.
So, you know, he's furious about getting shot like that. He says, "How dare you come into my home? You try and take my daughter and my son away from me? You pathetic, sinful creatures. I will send you back to our God above." He does the prayer. He begins to shout up to God as he says, "Lord, I send these sinners to you to be judged in your book." And he fires his shotgun right in front of your feet, Gordon.
Okay.
Which, you know, causes you to stumble back a bit. He then takes his baton, cracks it into the back of your knee.
Ah, my
which
fucking
causes
leg
you
again.
Then to fall forward. He then takes one foot and puts it on your back as he holds the shotgun to the back of your head.
Okay, it's one of those setup
and
moves.
And is saying his prayer. And I need you both to make a panic roll.
11.
7.
11, you have to seek cover. If you can, you need to move away from danger.
I move away from danger.
your stress level is decreased by one.
That couldn't have gone better.
But yours goes up again. You were a okay. 7.
Yep.
You just have a nervous twitch.
Just nervous twitch. I don't know.
His stress okay. would go back up by one. So as a result of it, so you actually don't get to reduce it.
You have a nervous twitch and mine goes back up.
Yeah. I don't know how you would see the nervous twitch as you're now looking to the ground.
Nothing happens.
No damage, nothing like that. No. But you're
up now.
And you had frozen last time, so you don't have slow action.
No, I dropped my gun.
Oh, yeah, you dropped your gun. Yeah.
But
yeah,
now I am right. on the ground next to my gun.
You are? But you do need to seek cover.
Would a body falling on me count as cover?
So you have to use your next action to move away and find a safe place. It is just a fast action. You are allowed to make a retreat roll if you would have an enemy at engage range, which you do. So you'll be making a retreat roll.
Jim can't run as a fast action because of his thigh.
He can't, but he can still retreat.
Can I just try and tuck and roll away from the barrel? Yeah. Well, he's got his foot on my back.
He does.
So what I'm going to try and do is roll through his one supporting foot. Because that's the only way I, as a trained fighter, can see getting out of here is to roll through
like Dark
his...
Souls roll like
no like literally I'm lying flat on the ground.
Yeah,
he's got his foot
no you're
on my
you're
back.
On you're your knees I think
no I thought I was flat on the ground and he had his foot
no
on
you're
my...
like on your knees and he's
oh yeah then I'm going to try and pitch myself
you know how like a guitarist stands on like a speaker.
Yeah,
you're the speaker. He's got his foot
so this is
so
like
he's like
Smut Night and I'm the chair.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, right, fine.
Ready to execute you completely.
That one's just for Kira.
Yeah, that was a very deep cut.
but yeah, fucking fine. In that case, yeah, I'm just going to Dark Souls roll under a pew.
Otherwise, if you fail this, he gets a free close combat attack.
On his turn?
No, he gets a free one.
Oh, sorry, from the...
Oh, because it's forcing me to leave engagement distance. He's getting an attack of opportunity on me. Okay, right.
And it doesn't count toward his actions or anything like that. And you can't block it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But it's a close combat rule, so he'll just be kicking you.
Yeah. Okay.
He won't be taking a shot as a result of this.
It's a success and one panic. Do I have to do a panic on this?
Yeah, you would. Yeah,
yeah, okay. It's cocked.
And since you already are, I mean, the lowest it could be is 11.
6, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, so you scream. You know, as you're doing this.
Cool.
And then I get one, because he screams, right?
Yep. And you reduce one, Jim.
Yeah. I just gave it to him.
Yeah. So you managed
to
roll under.
So that's actually gone great for me.
Yeah. You got out of there.
I am going to just look at him. I'm going to roll. So he's got his gun to my back. I'm going to roll away from him. I don't know religion, but I know Indiana Jones. And I'm going to say... a penitent man will kneel, and I kick him in the knee. Yeah. right, whatever. That's
why did it have to be snakes? Is that?
Sorry. So close combat. That's much worse than my usual attack, but that's fine. That's fine. All these stress dice will help me.
You still have that cat of nine tails somewhere.
I do have the cat of nine tails, and I'm going to fucking
flog him in the leg.
I'm going to flay him. Taste of his own fucking medicine.
Yeah, so you get a plus one to that roll then.
Nice, that's two successes.
And roll another one because it's a plus one. No, okay.
It's two successes.
Nice.
And a panic. Because, yeah, obviously.
It somehow gets through his armor. It's in his legs, so yeah, fine.
Fucking nice, yeah. That is...
Stunt him!
Oh, can I stunt him? I can stunt him with a close combat.
Yeah.
So that's 8 on my panic roll. No, sorry. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 on my panic roll.
Since it's still your turn, it is a 14.
Huh?
What? Oh, because...
You can't go lower than...
Yeah.
You have to immediately attack the nearest person or creature, friendly or not.
Perfect!
Do I get another attack? Fucking let's go!
And you need to make an immediate panic roll, Dylan.
Okay.
He's going berserk, right? Hopefully you get the same thing, because he's equidistant between us.
I don't quite get the same thing, but 8, 10, 12, which I want to say is scream again.
It is the scream, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's an immediate attack.
Two successes again.
And no panic
this time.
Should I push it? No. Because you've already done 2 points of damage.
You're right. Another 2 points of damage. As I
want you all to come here.
Cat and nine.
Because this is what it comes down to.
This is 4 points of damage you have to negate.
Hold on.
Okay.
Only one.
Is that enough? You didn't tell us.
I didn't tell you. He had 3 health left.
Holy shit. Jesus. What's fuck. So he wasn't just a man. He was fucking...
slightly more than a man.
He was jacked up on a lot of drugs and stuff too.
Of course he was.
So... I give him my sick as fuck Indiana Jones. Right?
Like, Jim goes instantly into his so D&D ending voice.
I just...
give me this flavor. This man that has stolen away your child.
So after you've just gone berserk.
Went berserk here as dad.
He put the fucking shotgun on my back. I roll out of the way. Cat of nine tails to his leg, right?
Yeah.
Put him down.
Use it in his flesh to pull yourself up.
I'm going to get myself over him. So I've got his shock, got him grappled. I'm going to be like, you know what? You're a fucking mouthpiece. You've never been anything more than a fucking mouthpiece. What has your God got to say about this?
He says,
as he opens his mouth, nothing. I put the barrel of the shotgun in and pull the trigger. Boom.
Nice.
Lived a mouthpiece, dies a mouthpiece.
Can I interject here for a moment? Mm. As you put the barrel of the shotgun in his mouth, I say, silence, man.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Upon his body, you find a ring of keys. Which is a good thing to find.
Does one of them open the thing around Michael's waist?
Yes. And you run over to him and you find a dead body.
Okay.
That has held back all of the people.
Is his corpse now the only thing holding that door closed?
No, his post is.
Okay. Let's go.
The post that he bore this entire time is what holds back the gates of hell from you all. Stands in the way.
I look at my wife and my daughter and my grandchild, and I say, we have to go.
Do you take him with you? Do you take his body with you?
No.
Do you take it down off of the...
How is Allison...
She does not want to leave him there.
Okay, then, I very quickly unlock the thing, just pry the nails out of his hand, and I can't shoulder him, so I'm gonna unceremoniously drag him and say, let's fucking go, car's outside.
You crawl into your car, put him in the back. I guess
put him in the boot.
In the back with Allison. Even though he's probably gonna avoid himself.
We're in the south of America. I'm gonna put him across the bonnet.
No. Christ.
Literally.
You put him in there, and Allison is of course very, very upset. And in the long drive back home, it's silent at one point, and Allison has collected her thoughts. You've flipped on the radio as you hear more and more about energy shortages, it's seeming that in 25 years max, we'll be out of energy is what the experts are saying. Gloom and doom on this radio. And Allison pipes up and says, I've been thinking, and if my baby is a boy, I want to name it Michael after his father. And if not, I'm going to name it after his mother that helped him set out of here and get things rolling. Little Mary Morris. That is the end of Whispered Ashes.
So just a quick question for you, Ryan.
Can I go first?
Yeah, you can go first. Yeah.
So this is one I think probably a lot of the fans will want to know as well. What the fuck? Do you have a question as well?
Yeah, actually very, very closely related to your question. I think it's like it's a kind of natural kind of just like follow on to this, kind of like, you know, like a two-parter to the question.
Yeah.
Why the fuck?
Well, as my response to you guys for being players, I would just like to say, thank fuck.
Thank fuck is exactly what my head is at. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, Israel came out of that fine.
Yeah, you actually did okay.
I'd love to say it was a better ending than the last one, but it's the same ending as the last one.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's just the same fucking thing, but further back.
Yeah.
Prequel to a bad ending. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, check out our talkback episode where I think we'll ask Ryan.
And I'm not going to say if you enjoyed it, follow us. I'm going to say just don't unfollow us.
And so for all of you Hearthfire Tales fans, just want to say stay scared.